Hello, welcome back to English for You. I'm Emily.
Hi guys, I am Pat.
So yesterday we had a pretty interesting discussion.
Mm-hmm.
We looked at our article and we talked a lot about letters in the English alphabet.
That's right, yeah. We talked about how many there were now, or how many there used to be versus how many there are now.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about why we had uppercase and lowercase writing. What letters? Why was that?
Oh, to make writing easier and faster.
Yeah, it kind of does, actually. There's more curves. It's easier to make it flow.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have one extra letter in the English alphabet, the and or ampersand symbol. Okay, as we say, it means and. So today, we're going to look at a few more things to do with words and letters. Okay,
mm-hmm.
We're going to look at why Christmas is sometimes spelt with an X, Xmas, and why...The letter W is called double U.
Yeah, it's interesting because even for people who grew up speaking English, the reasons behind these two curious questions are never taught in school.
That's true. Yeah, we have to figure them out later.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite interesting to see how a language changed over time to find its present form. So those are the things we're going to be looking at today. Let's get right into today's Fun Facts article.
Reading.
Fun facts. 1. Christmas is a popular holiday in many countries. However, why do we sometimes see Xmas rather than Christmas? A. X is used in the Greek word for Christ.B. To separate religious ideas from Christmas. C. It is actually a misspelling. You're in the holiday spirit if you said A. X started being used in Xmas in the 16th century by religious people. This is because in Greek, X is the first letter in the word Christos, meaning Christ.The spelling of Xmas has been common since the 19th century. 2. Why do you think W is called W? A. Because twins use W's more. B. Because W's usually appear twice in words. C. Because it used to be written UU.You know when to judge a book by its cover if you guessed C. Early in the 7th century, two U's were created as an English letter for the Latin sound U. In the 11th century, the U's were joined together with sharper bottoms to make W. So our article starts off, Christmas is a popular holiday in many countries.
Oh, tell me about it.
And here we see the new word popular. It's an adjective and it's spelled P-O-P-U-L-A-R, popular. And it's something that most people like.
Yeah.
So here we're saying that Christmas is a very well-liked holiday in many countries.
That's true. It's the certainly the biggest holiday in the UK. Is it bigger than Thanksgiving in the States?
Times 100.
Okay, Christmas is the biggest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, another way we can use popular is to say during the summer...Ice cream is a popular treat, which means everyone likes to eat it. It's not just the summer. Ice cream is an all-round treat, people.
It's true. Our article continues. However, why do we sometimes see Xmas rather than Christmas?
Okay.
And we see this new phrase, rather than. And what does that mean?
Well, rather than just means, like, not this, but this. We can also use instead of.
Okay.
So if you say, I don't want coffee, I'd rather have tea.
Okay.
Or I'd rather have tea than coffee, we can split it. I'd like to have coffee instead of tea.Something like that. I'd like to have tea rather than coffee. There are many ways you can use this sentence to mean kind of not this, but this instead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For example, rather than stay inside, let's go to the park.
All right. And in many stores and store windows, we might see Xmas, again spelled with an X, instead of Christmas.
Yeah, see it on Christmas cards.
Yeah.
Like Merry Xmas, you know, seems very casual.
Also sometimes newspaper headlines
yep.
and even TV commercials.
Okay, so why is this? Okay, we've got three answers as usual. Is it A, X is used in the Greek word for Christ, which is Christmas, okay, related there. Is it B, to separate religious ideas from Christmas? To say, okay, Christmas is a family thing, and as a religious thing, they're different. So here we use the word religious. It's spelled R-E-L-I-G-I-O-U-S, religious. It's an adjective, and it describes that anything that is focused on religion or the set of beliefs people hold about the world.
Okay?
For example, Luke was a religious man and spent a lot of time praying. Okay?
Okay, we also see the phrase separate something from something else.
Yes, separate Christmas from religion.
And that means to keep two things separate or apart. So in this case, again, we're talking about keeping two ideas very separate. So the ideas people have about Christmas and those they have about religion would not be thought of together in any way.
That's right, because some people are not religious, but they still want to get together at Christmas and do things with their family. Okay, so we've now got answer C. It is just a misspelling. We use X in Christmas because someone did it by accident. A misspelling means that it's not spelled correctly, something like that.
All right, and just to recap, our three choices are A, X is used in the Greek word for Christ, B, to separate religious ideas from Christmas or keep these ideas apart, or C, it is actually a misspelling.
Some words do end up being made due to a misspelling. The name Cedric is not a name, it's a misspelling. Sorry, any Cedrics out there, look it up, it's true. I'm going to go with C.
Actually, I'm sorry, Pat, you're wrong.
Again.
Looking at the article, though, you are in the holiday spirit if you said A.
Okay. Well, before we explain why A is correct, let's look at the word spirit. It's spelled S-P-I-R-I-T, spirit. It's a noun. And we're using the word spirit to mean mood, okay? Being in the holiday spirit means you're in the holiday mood. You're thinking about the holidays. You're in the mood to celebrate them. You're happy, you want to see people, you want to do stuff. Here's an example sentence. Tyrone wasn't in the spirit to go to the party, so he stayed home instead. So X is, it's a Greek letter thing, is it?
Yeah,
tell
that's
me
very
more.
Interesting. Well, in our article, it says X started being used in Xmas in the 16th century by religious people.
Okay, so there we use the adjective religious again. So it was kind of a religious thing. Here's why, okay? This is because in Greek, X is the first letter of the word, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong, Christos, right?
Christos, roughly,
which means Christ. Now, you might look at the spelling in our article and think, what is that word? It's just the Greek word for Christ, okay? Jesus' title.
And looking again at our article, it says the spelling of Xmas has been common since the 19th century.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So it's actually been around. I thought it would be like a modern misspelling or a modern funky thing for a Christmas card.
I thought the same
but
thing.
No, it's been a couple of hundred years.
Yeah.
So we use the word spelling there. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Sure. It's a noun and it's spelled S-P-E-L-L-I-N-G. And it means the group of letters we put together to make a word.
Okay.
We can use it in an example sentence by saying children learn the spelling of some easy words like cat when they're very young.
C-A... Hang on. T. Yeah. Okay. I got the spelling right. All right. So, interestingly, the English spelling of Christmas has actually changed a bit, so we've now got two different ones, but because of a Greek word affecting English. Sort of interesting, and I guess this shows the effect that different countries and their thinking, because people still sometimes study Greek thought, and the language, which a lot of old documents were written in, can still have on modern languages like English.
Of course.
Interesting ideas. Okay, time to move on to our second question. Okay. Why do you think W, if you look at the article, you'll see the capital letter W. But why is it called W instead of like W? Why is
That's
it not
a good
called
question.
W? It should
That's
be called
a very good
yeah.
Question.
If you think you know, A, B, C, and all the way through, you think well, U, V, W. X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
But it's not what, it is W.
Mm-hmm.
But why? Let's check out our possible answers.
Well, we have three options. Mm-hmm. Again, A is because twins use W's more.
I'm not sure what twins have got to do with this. Let's explain the word twins
okay.
first.
Okay. Well, yeah, maybe we'll see after we explain what the word is.
Okay.
Twins is a noun. It's spelled T-W-I-N-S, twins.
Mm-hmm. That is, of course, the plural. The singular would just be a twin, T-W-I-N.
Mm-hmm. Twins are sisters or brothers who are carried inside of their mother at the same time. So usually they're only born a couple of minutes apart.
Mm-hmm.
For an unlucky mother, it could take hours,
Ooh.
But again, they're carried at the same time.
Okay, and they're both born usually on exactly the same... I wonder if there were ever twins who were born on two different days, because one was before midnight and one was after.
Hopefully it was just 11:55 and
like 12:01. Well,
yeah.
that's something we're going to have to go and find out after, because
mm-hmm.
you could have twins born on different days.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting idea. So a set of twins, we often say set... Okay, for to talk about them, can be two girls, two boys, or a girl and a boy. Okay,
mm-hmm.
we could also, I mean, if you're interested, triplets is three all together, all carried at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And an example sentence would be, no one except for the twins' mother could tell the two girls apart.
Ah, so they were identical twins, yes. Okay.
So I think for question A, we're thinking of twins,
two
people who look exactly the same, kind of like two letters, put together.
I see, that's... Well, okay, it makes a bit more sense. Answer B, okay, do we call it a W because W's usually appear twice in words?
Huh.
Now, that just doesn't sound right at all.
Yeah, that...
Like, why?
I don't...
Water. Wet.
Hmm.
Anyway, I'm not sure if I agree with B, but it's a possible answer. What about C?
Well, C is because it used to be written U-U.
Oh, that's got to be right. It's got to be C, surely. I don't think it's anything to do with twins, and it's certainly not because W's often turn up twice. It's got to be C.
You got this one right.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
And
two and two.
Looking at our article, it says, you know when to judge a book by its cover if you guessed C.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our shortcut for you.
What, to judge a book by its cover?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm not exactly sure what it means, so let's look at our video and find out more about it.
Shortcut for you.
Did you see the new kid in school?
Oh, you mean Kyle? Yeah, I saw him.
He looks really weird.
Now, you can't judge a book by its cover.
Books? I'm talking about Kyle, not a book.
To judge a book by its cover means to judge someone or something just by how they look.
I get it. Judge a book by its cover is 以貌取人.
That's right. I agree that Kyle seems different, but maybe he's really funny or smart.
You're right. I shouldn't judge a book by its cover.
That's the spirit. What was Kyle doing when you saw him?
Oh, he was reading some book with a really strange cover.
Okay, so I guess don't judge a book by its cover means don't just look what's on the surface. You've
mm-hmm.
got to read the thing to
mm-hmm.
really judge a book. Okay, so our topic was about why W's are called W's, and it's because it used to be written as U-U. Let's find out more.
I'm looking at our article. It says, early in the 7th century, two U's were created as an English letter for the Latin sound U.
So, U or U.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they just put two U's next to each other because that sounded right.
Mm-hmm.
I see. The article goes on and says, in the 11th century, the U's were joined together with sharper bottoms to make W, okay? So obviously a U has a curve, but a V, if you think about it, has a sharp bottom, this bit down here. So these U's were put together, they were given sharper bottoms, and they made the word W. And it's been like that, as we see, for around 1,000 years,
yeah.
Which is quite a long time. And again, just like we were talking about yesterday with how, or earlier with how Greek letters and stuff affect it, all of these things happen somewhere in the mists of time, mm-hmm. and they just sort of figure out, you know, and then right today we don't even question it. We just say, yeah, it's W. But it should be, shouldn't it be double V?
It does look like a double V now, but because of differences in handwriting, some people make a W with very sharp bottoms, the way you would see it on a keyboard. Some people, like me, use very rounded letters.
Oh,
and
is
it
that
still
so?
Does look like a two U's.
It still looks
together.
Like two U's. Mm-hmm. Well, there we go. All right, that is the end of the fun facts questions for today, but we're not quite finished because we're now going to our For You chat question.
For You chat.
Okay, so our chat question today, we've been talking about symbols used in the alphabet, like the ampersand symbol.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, there are many symbols commonly used in English that are not in the alphabet.
Hmm.
Can you think of some others?
Okay, well, I know a lot of times, like if you have to activate your phone or call like an 800 number, they'll ask you to put in the pound symbol.
Oh,
Which is actually...
It's kind of like a hash.
Well, yeah.
That's weird, because when I think of pound symbol, I think of the actual like currency, English pounds, because that's what we use, which I guess a dollar sign.
Yeah.
That's a symbol. It's not an alphabet. Okay, one interesting one, and one that we use a lot these days, is the at symbol, okay, which in Taiwan you call like the little mouse, because it looks like a mouse with a tail. So this symbol, this has been around for a while. It was used in the 19th century to mean at the rate of.
That's interesting.
Meant at the rate of, and it was used by accountants, so it might be 6 bags of potatoes at, you know, £10 per bag. So that's how they use it, at the rate of. But modern meaning is in 1971 when an engineer used it to separate a user from the user's workstation computer terminal in a system code for a network address. Okay, sounds very computery, but what it means is the network address would be Raymond at Terminal 1. Okay, and of course, what does that sound like?
It sounds exactly like an email address
indeed,
you would have today.
Indeed, yeah, and those are the first email addresses. So at has now come to mean located at. So that's what the at symbol means. Another one you've probably seen on phones and stuff is the Bluetooth symbol. Okay, that little kind of thing that looks like two triangles on the side. That comes from a Danish king from Denmark in the 10th century called Harald Bluetooth. Okay, popular myth is that his nickname came from eating blueberries, so he had Bluetooth. But his initials, HB, Harald Bluetooth, written in an old language, they make up this blue symbol, which kind of looks like two teeth.
Wow, I can't believe both of those very common symbols have such a history to them.
They do. There is a reason why people chose those symbols. They didn't just kind of make them up or find them. They started to use them for reasons. So we've talked about a few others as well, things like punctuation. So that's commas, full stops, quote marks, all those things like that. What other symbols do you use, like maybe on the internet or things like that?
Well, a lot of times I will use an and symbol that we usually use in math.
Oh, the
to
plus?
Mean, yep, yeah. The plus symbol. Instead of an ampersand, it's just another shortcut we can use.
Oh, so me plus someone will go.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Numbers, of course, are symbols that aren't in the alphabet. And we sometimes use those in place of words. I will go to, number two, the shops, etc. Okay, so that's another way we use symbols like that. Emoticons, do you use little smiley faces? I bet you do.
I do.
Okay, those little smiley faces are not in the alphabet, but we know what they mean.
Yeah.
They are symbols that show emotions, feelings, things like that.
Even English for you, we use that symbol for instead of the actual word, F-O-R.
We do. Yeah, so that's kind of like using a symbol.
Yeah.
Okay, so we use lots of symbols in English. You guys can probably think up a few more that we don't even know about, okay? We're going to come back tomorrow to do day two of our fun facts, but we'll say goodbye for now.
All right, see you later.
Fun facts. 1. Christmas is a popular holiday in many countries. However, why do we sometimes see Xmas rather than Christmas? A. X is used in the Greek word for Christ. B. To separate religious ideas from Christmas. C. It is actually a misspelling. You're in the holiday spirit if you said A. X started being used in Xmas in the 16th century by religious people. This is because in Greek, X is the first letter in the word Christos, meaning Christ. The spelling of Xmas has been common since the 19th century. 2. Why do you think W is called W? A. Because twins use W's more. B. Because W's usually appear twice in words. C. Because it used to be written UU. You know when to judge a book by its cover if you guessed C. Early in the 7th century, two U's were created as an English letter for the Latin sound OO. In the 11th century, the U's were joined together with sharper bottoms to make W.
Vocabulary Review.
Popular. Ice cream is a popular dessert, especially in the summer. Religious. The Bible is a religious text. Spirit. Ram wasn't in the spirit to see a lot of people, so he didn't go to the party. Spelling. In kindergarten, children learn the spelling of some easy words, like cat. Twin. The teacher had a hard time telling the twins in her class apart.